Dog Days listeners and Dog Days podcasters. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle. This is a Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge for August 26th, 2017. This is day 26 in the Dog Days Challenge, where I and a bunch of other podcasters attempt to do a podcast a day for the month of August. You can find out more of that at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. The challenge is almost over, but hey, there's well over 1,000 shows to listen to, so you've got yourself some homework to do. I am doing my best to stay caught up to date, but every time you get caught up, you wait another day, and boom, you get 20 or more podcasts to listen to. So it adds up fast, and it's been fun. And it'll be sad when it's all over, because this little window to everybody's lives will be gone. And some will continue. Many have a regular show that they do. But the freestyle feed that this one feeds in won't be seeing much life afterwards. I wish it did. I really do. It's so easy to just pick up the phone and create one. If you do want to stay subscribed to this feed and get anything random that comes along, you can go over to chuckchat.com. And this is the freestyle show. Craig Stepp, who created the Dog Days of Podcasting back in 2012, he and I also do Technorama, and we also do one for work called Tech Now. So that's fun. My mission this year, my objective, my theme, is to bring you a story from when my wife and I were dating. This is the 30th anniversary of Chuck and Donna. So I dug out of the archives a whole bunch of dot matrix printouts of stories that I wrote on an electronic bulletin board via dial-up modem. Yeah, it was old school, it was retro, but it was a small community much like this is, and a lot of fun. Get to know these people pretty well, as I do you. So first with the news, I found out something. I have smart ink. I might have invented smart ink. What is smart ink, you ask? That is when you accidentally leave a pen in the laundry and it doesn't stain anything except the shirt you didn't want. Yeah, we got back from Wyoming and I washed all my stuff and I was pulling the laundry out and I said, oh no, because the pen practically fell out right under the door when I opened the dryer. I went, oh no, and I expected all of my stuff to be covered with black or gray or bluish spots, and it wasn't. I was pulling things out and looking at them going, that's fine, that's fine, that's weird. The only shirt I didn't wear that I really didn't like, I don't know why I brought it, it's getting a little old, it's from my former company, and it's a little bit, I'll just leave it at that. I just don't wear it anymore. I have a few shirts left that have the logo from my old company emblazoned on them, and this one is probably my least favorite, and it came out and it was all stained up. It was like it sucked up all the ink from the other things. So I have invented smart ink. It only destroys the shirts you don't want. So that was fortunate. Nice to see something go right for once when that happens. And I still got to check my pockets a little closer. I do have a life hack for you. I think I forgot to mention this on the show when we first got back Friday. We went whitewater rafting, as I mentioned on Tuesday's show, and had a good time. I had brought some hiking shoes. They're sort of a cross between a tall tennis shoe and a boot. And they work great for hiking. We did that when we went up to the lake on Saturday, Sunday, whatever it was. And then I wore them instead of renting water shoes, which would be like little skin diving, scuba diving booties with the zipper up the side. Lisa and Donna had worn those. I had decided to wear my tennis shoes, and they got thoroughly drenched. That was comfortable. It was fine. But then I let them sit out Tuesday night, and they didn't dry very well. Well, Wednesday we had to get on the road to get back to Salt Lake City to get the girls on their plane Thursday morning. And I thought, if I stick these in the car, they're going to smell up the whole vehicle. And I tied them. The rental vehicle, the Chevy vehicle that we had a luggage rack on the top. Now, we have a luggage rack on top of the RAV4, but it just has the rails that run front to back. It doesn't have any cross members. Well, the one on the Chevy does. So I took the toes and jammed them under them so the shoes were facing backwards and then tied them to that cross piece. And we drove down the road, and by the time we got to, what was it called? Something Springs. We got to the town right on the edge of 88. It escapes me now. We got to 2 hours later, the shoes were dry, completely dry. We even went through a couple of light rainstorms. So there's my life hack for you. If your shoes are wet, tie them to the roof, and you'll be good. They weren't flopping around or anything. And I don't know if Donna knew they were up there, but the girls did because they were following us the whole way. And it was a lot of fun. The shoes were dry. Put them in the vehicle for the rest of the trip, and they made it home safe. So that's good. I do have one other. Yesterday was a rabbit hole. I was producing the audio for the Jill Tarter interview that I did on Friday, the podcast interview I did for Technorama. It is now posted. But in writing the prelude, she sent me the intro that her daughter did on Sunday. So I doctored that a little bit and then wrote the ending. And I was writing the part about thank you once again for the interview, Jill Tarter. If you like this interview, you can go. And I wanted to put in a plug for the book. Well, I realized, hey, I should put an Amazon ad on the website. And it took me about 3 hours to do that because I went to the Amazon Associates. What happened there? Sorry. I went to the Amazon Associates page and it was, they said, we're discontinuing this in October. Well, that's no good. But it had alternatives. And one of the alternatives was you can go and put in a WordPress widget. Great. I went to WordPress and I went through widgets and I couldn't find the button to add new. Well, Craig later told me because the chuckchat.com stuff is all under a network installation, you have to install it as a network plugin. Well, I tried it the hard way and I tried FTPing and CyberDuck would only FTP about two files and then stop. I don't know what it is with CyberDuck. Maybe it's GoDaddy, maybe it's something else. But FTP works great for one file, but not for multiples. So I finally found out through cPanel you can upload the zip file, then extract the zip file, got that uploaded, extracted it, got the plugin going, then I had to activate it, need to go onto this other site, get an API key, got the plugin configured. Hey, now we're about an hour and a half into this thing, and I've got a configured plugin set up. Now I need to use shortcodes. Well, shortcodes work on pages and posts. I want it on the sidebar. How do you put a shortcode into a widget? Look around. Hey, if you add this to this certain PHP file, you can get it to work. I got it to work, but the formatting was ugly. It was like a third of the way pushed off the sidebar because the formatting was too wide. And, oh, that's no good. So go back to the original plan of putting it in a page. I got a nice, you can do a carousel, you can do a grid, you can do an ad. It looks great once it's set up, and it's easy to set up once it's set up. Finally got it going. There, I've got a book. I'll put in Jill's book. I'll put it. Hey, look, the new Podcasting for Dummies is available for pre-order on Amazon. If you want, go to chuckchat.com/technorama. Click on the Amazon button. I put a big button on the widget bar on the left or on the right, and that takes you to a page that has some of our favorite books that we've got. We'll put other gadgets and whatnot on the Technorama page later. But I figured that was the easiest, cleanest way to make the sidebar from getting too cluttered, which it already is. Craig, we need to look at redesigning that website. It's due for an overhaul. It's looking kind of messy. There's some inconsistencies that we need to look at. But it took about 3 hours to get that the podcast edited, posted, script written, recorded, Amazon page updated. Updating it now is just going to be a breeze. You just take a little code off of the URL and stick it in this thing, and poof, it shows up on the page that I've got. I believe, because I'm using my associate ID, that I'm still going to get some money, which I haven't seen any in years, and they even admit it. They said the A-market thing is going away. I don't know what A-market was. Maybe that was the way you did embed codes in the old days. We'll see what happens. In any way, I have a plug for the book in the show, in the website, and I said, okay, Jill, it's all posted up. She said, you might want to think about changing your Gmail signature block. It says, father, IT professional, martial artist, a few other things on there. She says, before father, put in earthling. I said, that's nerdy enough. I can do that. So she gave me a tip, and I updated my signature block. So earthling is the first thing you see on my Gmail signature these days. Okay, on with the DNC story. This is going to be a short one. My mission, as I mentioned, is to bring you stories from 30 years ago on the bulletin board. Here is one from July 7th, 1987, date stamped 8:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The subject is yuck, and it starts out as some pretty gross stuff because we were all getting sick. I won't read that part to you. Second paragraph is, the pictures of D and I are finally printed. I got the negatives in the mail last week and had some 5x7s printed. Gave one to my mom and one to my dad. I have had some wallet size printed because everybody wants one, and I am running out of 5x7s. They look pretty good. Everyone keeps asking us if they are engagement pictures. I tell them, no, but they could be used for that, I suppose. We were not engaged at this point, by the way. That wouldn't happen until December of 87. It wasn't the original intent of the photos, but if slash when the time comes, I know where to find some pictures to use. McCoy out. So I got to find a way to get you there. Oh, I'll post one to the Dog Days. I'm sure I've got one digitized somewhere. If not, I'll just walk up and take a picture because there's one on the shelf over there. I will take a picture of that. That takes care of today's show. Don't forget, if you are going to DragonCon, we are going to be in the basement this year at the Hilton. They've moved the podcasting track. It is 7 p.m. on Friday, not 7:30. We are also marching in the parade. Let's see, I'll finish one thought before I move on to the next one. 7 p.m., Galleria 6, lower level, Hilton, Atlanta, Georgia, Technorama, and Comedy Forecast together again. We'll be working out the details Sunday night as we record our new show. Craig Clinton and I are doing a podcast called The Topic is Trek. If you want to find out more about that, go over to thetopicistrek.com. There we go. And the parade is on. I believe we have a second Zoidberg, so we're up to 7. Hooray! We will have our Pink Bender returning. Craig is doing a wonderful job as parade coordinator. All I do is get the facts. He is touching up the Santa. We have a stand-in Santa. Gary Lindros is being very gracious because Scott Tyler can't make it. The parade isn't over till Santa goes by, people. And Craig posted a thing in the Facebook DragonCon parade page, group. And one lady said, I love Santa at the end of the parade. He's a great tradition. I'm thinking, 3 years and we're a tradition. Well, at least somebody loves it. That's one out of about 100,000 spectators. We will be on the CW in Atlanta again, I'm told, shown in its entirety in the morning and then edited a little bit for a rebroadcast at 10 p.m. on Saturday. So if you want the best possible chance of seeing us on TV and you're in the Atlanta area, the CW channel will be having that. I believe Brian Richardson will be a co-commentator again. He's usually on DragonCon TV, but he's leaving that to his cohorts. So we will have it on DragonCon TV. It'll show up on YouTube later. We'll get you all the details. It's a lot of fun. Sunday, I need to pack for Santa Clara, leaving Monday. I need to pack for DragonCon. It's going to be crazy this week, and DragonCon's going to be here before I know it. So I've got a few things rounded up for Craig. I've got the bingo cards printed out. It's moving along. I've got a checklist, and it's getting lower. But there are a few things that still need doing that cannot be ignored. I want to make sure I've got all the makeup and all the costume. And I went through that last weekend, or 2 weeks ago. But I need to get it into a suitcase to feel really good about it. So I will see a lot of you there. I look forward to that. And till next time, take care, have fun, and keep listening.